Have you ever seen life fleeting from someone's eyes? How about from their fingertips? I know, it sounds a bit grim, but I have seen it firsthand. What about rope swings? You know, the fun summertime thrill of dropping into a body of water from unsafe heights. Have you ever tried one? Me personally, I haven't even looked at one since June of 2019. You're probably asking yourself, Lainey, where are you going with this story? Well, here on WGLZ, we are college radio and we are passionately vocal. So this is my story of how I saved my friend's life. Let me set the scene. It was a warm June day in 2019, and I'm 4 days out from my long-awaited high school graduation. All of the graduating seniors got out of school at around 10:30 that morning after the completion of our graduation ceremony practice. So I headed home with no other obligations for the day, and I plopped down to eat some lunch and relax. 11 o'clock rolls around, and I get a call from my longtime best friend. "Hey, what are you up to?" she questioned. It's like she read my mind. I was bored and definitely wanted to hang out. "Nothing. What about you?" I replied. "Perfect. I'm headed to your house right now. Be ready in 10 and bring a bathing suit." The phone hangs up, and that's all I needed to know. I ran upstairs and down the hall to my bedroom, threw on my pink tie-dye suit and a pair of Nike shorts and a gray and blue sleeve shirt, headed down to my dad's office to let him know that I would be out for a couple of hours. With a kiss on the cheek from my dad and my phone in hand, I put on a pair of old white tennis shoes, just in perfect timing. My friend was pulling into my driveway for pickup. I skipped to her gray SUV and hopped into the passenger seat. With music blaring in the background, she yelled to me, "We're going to the Big Bend. I want to try the rope swing." We both smiled and sang along to the music as she pulled out of my driveway. We were off to enjoy a day in the sun and make memories that would last a lifetime. And boy, did we do just that. For context, the Big Bend is off of a pedestrian-only bike trail roughly 10 minutes from my house. To get to it, you have to park around a mile back, walk a half mile down the trail, and then the remaining half mile through a patch of uncharted, dense woods. The actual Big Bend is exactly what you think it is. A big bend, or curve, in a huge creek with water depth reaching 9 feet and a rocky shore to sunbathe. And of course, on the far side of the bank is a cliff-like hillside with a huge tree right in the middle of it. And tied to that tree is the infamous rope swing. When I tell you that almost everyone has done this rope swing in my area, I really mean almost everyone. Heck, I've even gone off the rope swing and I'm terrified of heights. Think of it like a high school tradition in my town. So after making the trip to the Big Bend, my friend and I set up for the afternoon. Two vibrant beach towels are laid out, shoes are off, and country music is playing on my friend's JBL speaker. Everything was perfect. We swam around, took some pictures, and jumped off of a few of the rocks coming out of the hillside. But like all good things, they must come to an end. My friend looks at me after around an hour of swimming. I'd say it's 12:30 in the afternoon at this point. "All right, I think it's time. I'm going to do the rope swing now. Put on a good song and you take a video of me," she says. So I swim to shore, shuffle through her playlist, and I land on the hit song Toes by Zac Brown Band as she is climbing the far side of the hill to the base of the rope swing tree. Looking back, I can see how ironic that song choice is. After drying off my hands, I grabbed my phone to record. At this point, she was ready to go at the base of the tree, approximately 30 feet up from the water. At this moment, I said something that I will never forget. "Whatever you do, don't wrap the rope around your hand. It'll rip your fingers straight off," I yelled up to her. She resituates herself and gives a big thumbs up that she is ready to go. Toes is blaring in the background. I press record. She jumps off the base of the tree. Following her with my camera, I yell, "Let go!" as she hovers over the deepest part of the creek. Thinking back, I can see the whole scenario in slow motion in my head. You see, my friend never tucked her hands after releasing from the rope, something most people wouldn't even think to do. About halfway through her drop, I see her hand get caught in the slack of the rope, and I hear a gut-wrenching sound. Her body jolts back up about a foot. She flips upside down. The rope catches underneath her, up her back, and over her shoulder. She hangs upside down 20 feet above the water for just a split second before her body is released. As she untangles from the rope, she smashes face first into the creek surface. Without hesitation, I drop my phone, dive into the water, and pull her onto the shore. I sit her down with her knees up, push her head down, and pull her arms up into the air. And I give a warning because if you're squeamish, this is no longer the story for you. She can barely talk. She's completely disoriented. I didn't know at the time, but she had a severe concussion from the impact of the fall, and her body was in shock. I cut the music, grab my phone, and dial 911. As I'm waiting for an operator, I yell to my friend, "Whatever you do, don't move." An operator picks up. 911, what's your emergency? My name's Lainey, and I'm with my friend who just got into a rope swing accident. I need police and ambulance immediately, I said with panic in my voice. I explained our location and realized that I was going to have to carry my friend to the end of the trail where the ambulance could meet us. I tucked the 911 operator into the strap on my bathing suit, turned to get my friend, and like a scene out of a movie, she picked up her head and pulled her left hand to her face and let out a blood-curdling scream. It all hit her at once. The pain, nausea, and the reality that she only had remnants of her hand left. To keep it brief, she had a mangled palm with fragmented bone sticking out of it and cartilage rolled down to her wrist. I was on autopilot. I grabbed my shirt, tied a tourniquet the best I could, and used the remaining fabric to cover what was left. Grabbing her right arm, hoisted her to her feet, slung her over my shoulders, fireman style, the best I could, and took off running. It might seem strange, but this was the fastest portion of this entire experience. I never missed a beat. It was only when we got to the end of the trail where I could sit her down, tighten the tourniquet, and elevate her arm when I felt the first ounce of panic. There was nothing else I could do, and the ambulance wasn't there. Minutes felt like hours as I tried my hardest to keep my friend alive and watched her fight until I finally heard the sirens. Once the ambulance and police arrived, they quickly loaded her onto a stretcher. I hopped into the back of the vehicle with her, and we were off to the nearest hospital. My friend went into emergency surgery, and I stayed by her side until the operating doors closed. The doctors called me a hero, saying that I had saved my friend's life, that one misstep in my actions and she would have never left those woods. In the end, we graduated together, and I am relieved to say that she is doing well today. Needless to say, I have stayed far away from any rope swings since that June day in 2019, and I recommend that you do the same. And while I wouldn't call myself a hero, I would call myself a fighter. Because when push comes to shove in a situation of fight or flight, history shows that I will always choose to fight.